of a day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never say goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go?
Can begin. Well, it is the lovely sounds of Mikael Iyake's song on this one that is titled You Are Not Alone, bringing us to 13 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you, wherever you are tuning us from on this last Sunday in the month of January 2026. Well, it's amazing and also crazy at the same time. Looking at how this month just, you know, flew by. Like, honestly speaking, January, like, did not come overstay or behave a certain way, but just came, did what it was supposed to do, and now it's almost, you know, almost like totally out of the way. You know, we are about to get in the very challenging month to single people. Yes, if you are single, I think your wish is to just fast forward to the month of March, to be honest. You know, there's just a certain noise that comes with the month of February. It's not really a bad noise, but there's just a certain type of noise that comes with February, or the second month in the year. So, but yeah, what other choice do we have? We have to live through it and just pray that it doesn't take long to also go on its way, like the month of January. You know, but you still have time. I was just online a few minutes ago and I saw a video that is encouraging people to go out and not stay indoors, because you are not going to meet a partner in your bed. No. Apparently you can still go out. You still have like 2 more weekends until it's Valentine. So you can still go out and, you know, you might get lucky. You might meet somebody who will spoil you on Valentine's Day, and you also spoil them in 10. Right? We are not doing one-sided things anymore. Mm-mm. We are about to get to 2030. So those things of waiting on a male partner to do everything in the relationship or in whatever you may call it, it's long gone, to be honest. Like, we are now doing things equally, 50-50. So if you are lucky and you meet somebody who you agree to be their partner, they also agree to be your partner on Valentine's Day, you need to gift them as well. They also gift you, you also gift them. You just don't have to wait for them to gift you alone. No. So 2 more weekends and we will be celebrating Valentine's. And also the other thing that was mentioned is the fact that this year we are even in more trouble because Valentine's is on a Saturday. Yes. So, hey, the pressure, guys, the pressure is real. If you are weak, you are really going to feel the pressure of not having a partner. But some of us, we are not weak. We don't succumb to societal pressure. No. We do not succumb to societal pressure. We are good to go. For me, Valentine's is just a normal day. But then the other thing that they usually say is that when you haven't met somebody who really makes you feel like Valentine's is a very special day to celebrate as a couple, you will always, always say that Valentine's is a normal day for me. So maybe, probably, I haven't met somebody who have sweeped me off my feet, made me feel like Valentine's Day is a very special day that needs to be, you know, celebrated. Maybe until that time comes, for me, it remains a normal day. Luckily, I will not be on a Saturday, but definitely we will come talk about it that Sunday, which is going to be the 15th. As I've mentioned, today is the last Sunday in the month of January. Come next Sunday, we are going to be in the month of, you know, Feb, the month of love, the month of February. Yes. So, good afternoon to you. as I've greeted you guys already. So I did a mistake today. I was wondering how am I going to do this today? I took a nap right before I got ready to come to work, right? I took a nap, and then I don't think that nap was an hour long. I feel like the nap was probably 40 to 50 minutes there. Yes. So when I woke up, I really felt, you know, like drained, because if I use the word tired, it might be an understatement of how I felt. Like I really felt drained. Like I felt no energy at all. And then I advised myself to, you know, go take a shower. After taking a shower, just come relax, eat something, and then find your way to the studio. And that's exactly what I did. But even when I was coming here, I just felt like, yo, why did I take that nap? Why did I take that nap? Or probably it was longer than what it was supposed to be. They usually advise us that a nap shouldn't be more than 30 minutes. The moment it's longer than 30 minutes, that is other things. It's no more a nap. So probably it was a bit longer. And this is why when I woke up, I was like so drained. Like I really felt so exhausted. And the thought of, you know, coming to the studio was like, yo, am I going to survive? Am I going to manage? But one thing I usually say about, you know, being a radio presenter, a radio host, is that there is something powerful about the mic itself. You know, I think so. I think I should give it the credit it deserves. There is something powerful about the mic. Just sitting behind the mic, switching it on, there's just something powerful about it. And I think I have mentioned this over and over and over again, that is one thing I truly, truly love about being a radio host. The fact that you could have been in a very bad mood before you came on air. And the moment you come on air and you start conversing, you know, it's like you even wonder, like, am I still the same person who was in that mood before I got on air? You could be stressed, you know, like real life stress. You come on air, you feel relaxed. You feel the need to, you know, put the stress aside and just, you know, do this. I don't know if all the hosts experience what I usually experience, but this for me is how it usually plays out, to be honest. I will be stressed. I come on air, the stress somehow kind of like, you know, like really goes down, because it doesn't fully disappear. The moment I'm no more on air, I feel the stress coming back a bit. So I feel like I'm stressing again. Whether you are depressed, whatever, like to be honest, for me, whatever emotions I am experiencing, whatever emotions I'm going through, it seems like the moment I switch on this mic, there's a different energy that comes within me. Probably this is what they call passion. Probably I'm just I'm passionate, when it comes to hosting. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, to be honest, I was just asking myself, how am I going to do today's show? Looking at the fact that I just don't have the energy. I was just not feeling it. My voice was also so deep. One thing about my voice is that if I slept when I wake up, if you have to talk to me, you might think you are talking to a male, you know, because that's how deep my voice gets when I wake up. My voice was also so deep. Luckily, I found, people who I greeted, and I also got on a phone call with my young sister. So we spoke for a while. That also helped the voice to come back to its, you know, its normal pitch, the pitch that you guys are used to right here on air. So yeah, apart from that, I had a restful weekend. I was indoor since I went into the house on Friday afternoon. I only came out like today. Yes. So I really had a restful weekend. I also hope you had a restful weekend. Always remember that when you rest, the weekends are for resting as much as we can squeeze in activities in there, because you also can't just be indoors doing nothing. So you could incorporate a few activities there just to help you, remain energized. Because also just laying around, not doing anything, it even makes you more tired, like more exhausted. So come Monday, you even question yourself, what did I do? Why am I so tired? You know, you even feel more tired than the people who were out, consuming alcohol, poisoning their bodies and all that. Yes, I have been sober for quite some time now. So I am definitely going to judge, those who are consuming alcohol, you know, poisoning their bodies. Mm-mm. It's not a right thing to do, especially on a Sunday. I always encourage everybody to refrain from consuming alcohol on a Sunday. It's a very, very bad decision. That automatically affects your productivity. When the week starts off tomorrow, whether your week starts off today or tomorrow or whenever, the moment you subject yourself to drinking on Sunday, that is going to exhaust you, unfortunately. So let's refrain from drinking alcohol on Sundays. Nah? It is now 26 past the hour of 4 o'clock. You are listening to The Crossover right here on the only talk radio station in Namibia. Yes, we are the only one. I don't remember hearing any other talk radio station except us. And, you know, this is something I'm always proud of, even when I'm out there and they ask me, what do you do? So I'm like, yes, this is what I do and this is where I do it. So, yeah. So we are going to be together until the hour of 6, and from the hour of 6, Hende will take over and keep you guys company on the Eagle Sport Zone from 6 until the hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's about it. That's my weekend recap. I hope you had a lovely weekend as well, a restful weekend. And you are ready to start the week off tomorrow on a good note. Yeah. I'll just like to talk about our outside broadcasting van for a bit before we get to the birthday wishes. Every day is somebody's birthday. Funny enough, you know, every day is somebody's birthday out there. Yes. I don't think there's any other day that, you know, goes by and there's nobody celebrating their birthday. I don't think so. Honestly speaking, it's like every day, I think even now as I'm speaking to you, somebody is being born. Like in this very minute, in these very seconds, somebody is being born out there. So before we get to those birthdays, just allow me to talk about our outside broadcasting van, or let me call it the way I like to call it, the studio on the wheels. It's a fully fledged studio that is, you know, mobile, and it can come to you wherever you are, whether you are in Cape Mans, whether you are in Carisbeck, whether you are in, Zambezi, you are in at Ngoma, you are at Bukalo. Wherever you are, whether you are at Okamatapati, did I even pronounce it correctly? Yes, whether you are in Rakana, whether you are in Opua, wherever you are, as long as you require our service, there is a team that is definitely going to come to you. You know, so we offer streaming services. We will stream your event, whatever it may be as long as you require an audience and you have a message to send to this audience, we will come to you and offer that service to you. So if you know anybody, if you hear anybody who'd like this particular service that I am talking about right here, do not hesitate to point them in our direction, right? Whether it's a family event, whether it's a corporate event, a wedding, whatever it may be, as long as you want it to be broadcasted right here on our platforms, that is the on-air radio, as well as our social media platforms, do not hesitate to contact us for that particular service. So, yeah, that's about it. And today we do have, I think I always have quite interesting topics on the crossover. That's for sure. Last Sunday, I mentioned something about the name of the show. And I was thinking of probably I should create a poll and see how many people will, you know, agree if we have to change the name of the show or we should just continue at the, as the crossover. Because it has come to my attention that I miss out on listeners because listeners or prospective listeners, they assume that this is a gospel show, you know, because of the name of the show, The Crossover. So this is where I come with this suggestion that probably we should put out a poll and see if are we changing the name or are we continuing the name or how are we doing things, you know? And if we are changing the name, I'd like for listeners to suggest, you know, a different name so we see. But if we agree that we are continuing with the name, last week I was with Ellie and when I told her this story, she was like, no, but The Crossover, you know, it's a nice name. It's self-explanatory. It makes sense. It's talking about crossing over from the previous week into the new week. But then it seems not everybody understands the concept behind the name of the show, right? Seems like other people, when they see the crossover, it's like the cross, you know, when they see the part, the cross, they see the cross, you know, where Jesus was nailed. And so I don't know, but yeah, that is also something that we need to get into. I don't know how, but yes, we need to get into when it comes to the show name. Yeah. So 31 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, let me now wish everybody born on the 25th of January a lovely birthday to you. Last year it was on a Saturday and this year it falls on a Sunday. And one thing I usually say is that it doesn't matter if your birthday is on a Sunday. Enjoy it, celebrate it. It only comes once in a year. So do make the best out of it. So happy birthday to you guys. Yeah? So allow me to welcome you with the sounds of Faith Evans, Kissing You. Probably I should also dedicate this one to all the lovers out there. I saw a meme that was saying that busy looking for a verse in the Bible that says Sundays are for lovers. I also don't know who came up with that concept of of Sundays are for lovers, to be honest, but it is something that I like. You know, Sunday is a chilled day. It is for some people, it's the last day in the week. For some people, it is the new day in the new week. So Sunday is a very special day. And whoever came up with the concept of Sundays are for lovers, probably they also looked at the day and how special it is. And this is why they probably decided to incorporate it with love in terms of Sundays are for lovers. So here is Faith Evans. I will see you on the other side where we will get into what we are conversing about today. So do not go away. I don't know if there's a soccer game. I know there's one that is starting at 6. I know this because my friend told me she's going to watch the game. So this is how I know there's a game at 6. So I don't know if there's a game now, you know, between 4 and 6. I don't know. But yeah. See you in a few.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Be one falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale. You'll find a point where
Whitney Houston, Exhale, Shoop, Shoop. Ooh, bringing us exactly to 20 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Good afternoon to you and you and you. If you just switched on your radio, yes, your wireless, in Silozi, we call it wireless. I don't even know where they got that name, but one thing I realized is that most, not most, but some of the nouns, right? Yes. Some of the nouns, they are directly translated, from English into, you know, not necessarily directly translated, but they are just like, you know, taken from English and then they are made into sound like it is Silozi while it's English, in fact. So, yeah. So, as I mentioned that, I will come share with you what we are talking about today, right after the musical break. And today we are talking about something that I've been thinking about ever since the year 2026 started, you know. 2026 for me did not start on a very easy note. It started off on a very tricky, I wouldn't say hard, probably tricky is the correct word, that it started a bit tricky for me. I don't even know how to put it in two words, but 2026 did not start well for me, and I'm pretty sure that I am not the only one. There are other people out there who might have experienced, you know, speed humps or a rough patch beginning of this year, right? And this is what brought upon what we are going to discuss today in terms of you know, the importance of seeking others' perspective. I am one person who is all about, you know, opening up. It's very, very important that in life you open up to those around you, those you trust. Because a lot of us, or majority of us, or some of us have found ourselves in situations we were not supposed to find ourselves just because we did not seek another person's perspective or others' perspective. So that is what we are talking about today, the importance of seeking others' perspective. You know, sometimes your perspective alone does not mean that you are right or that is the best decision or choice you have decided on. It's very important to seek others' perspective in this life, as the journey of life can be daunting when you walk it alone. One thing about life is that it did not come with a manual. Life did not come with the manual. Unfortunately, a lot of us have to go through life a day at a time and learn, you know, a day at a time based on the decisions we take, the choices we make, you know, all of those things. So why are we talking about the importance of getting others' perspective, and why this particular topic, and why today? On the crossover, we always dive into topics that, you know, prep us for the new week. It's a show that helps you to prepare for the new week. And how I want us to go into the new week, I want us to go with the knowledge of, you know, being aware that it's actually not something to be ashamed about when it comes to seeking other people's perspective or another person's perspective. What I'm saying, I'm not saying that you should listen to what people are telling you or what people are advising you. No. What I'm saying is that sometimes your decision or your choice might be, clouded by whatever emotions you are in that moment, you know. So it's always, always advisable, or I am advising each and every one of us, that sometimes when you have reached a decision, or when you have made a choice about something, whether it's a person, whether it's anything in your life, it wouldn't kill you at all, you know, to pick up your phone and, engage a trusted person in your life. And a trusted person can be anybody, you know, can be your mother, it can be your father, it can be your sibling or your siblings, it could be your friend or your friends. It depends. Because in our circles, we have different personalities. And it's not everybody that you can go to in a time of need, especially in terms of perspective. You know, we have a lot of people around us. But only you know, at the end of the day, who you can contact in terms of a logical perspective. Or a truthful advice or honest advice. Only you know. I have mentioned this before, that I do have people around me as well, but it's not all of them who I can call to advise me when I feel that I'm stuck or when I feel that I am unsure about a decision or a choice. It's not everyone. If I'm going through something and in that particular thing that I'm going through, I know that this situation, the only person I can contact is my dad. Or this situation, the only person I can talk to is my mom. Or this situation, the only person I can talk to is my siblings. Not my mom, not my dad, but my siblings. And in other situations, I know that probably my best friend would be a better, person to give a very good perspective in this particular thing that I am stuck on. When it comes to making a decision or a choice, or maybe an acquaintance. So we all have different people in our life who we engage on certain aspects of our life. So that is why I am saying that it's very important that you identify such people in your life. If you don't have, please try to gather around a few individuals who you can, reach out to when you need a different perspective apart from yours. Sometimes you yourself, you can be blinding to yourself, and you might not realize that you are blinding yourself until you speak to somebody and their reasoning might be totally different from yours. And when they are speaking to you or when they are talking to you, you also realize that, actually, you know, it's a good idea that I called this person, because what I would have done or what I would have decided might have backfired. It might not have been a good outcome. So this is why we are having this conversation, because it's very important at the end of the day to always seek others' perspective apart from your own. And when I talk about others' perspective, it does not mean that you have to take and decide based on what you are advised by others. No. Sometimes we just do it to get, you know, a surety in terms of, okay, I am not fumbling myself here. I am not doing myself bad. It is a good idea. It is a good choice. So let me go forward with it. So that is what we are discussing today. I am one person who, you know, had to learn. It is something that I had to learn. I used to keep a lot of things to myself, and I realized at some point, I drank water, now I'm burping. Oh, I drank Coke at home. So on top of the Coke, I've been drinking water, And this is why I've been feeling like I want to burp. Yes. So I was one person, you know, who never sought out other people's perspective in most aspects of my life, you know. I remember until I found myself in a situation that was irreversible. And I realized that, you know, had I consulted, maybe the outcome would have been different, you know. So I remember after that situation where I found myself in, that is where I drew the line in terms of when I am in doubt, when I'm not sure about something, I seek out advice, you know. I seek out other perspectives to see if I am in the right lane or I am not driving in the right lane. So getting stuck in your own head is a bit like looking at a sculpture through a keyhole. You see one part perfectly, but you are missing the shape of the whole thing, you know. We all know a keyhole, right? You see, a keyhole is the hole in the lock where you insert the key to lock the door or unlock the door. Some keyholes are, you know, big enough to allow you to see what's on the other side of the door, but it does not usually allow you to see other missing, you know, missing parts or missing shapes around whatever you are looking at in the keyhole. So seeking out other perspectives isn't just a nice to do social grace. No. It is a critical cognitive tool that safeguards us against bias and fuels innovation. So by actively inviting different viewpoints, we bridge the gap between our subjective reality and the objective truth of a situation. And this is actually very true. This is actually very true. That when we seek out others' perspectives, it's just not a nice thing to do. You don't seek out others' perspective because it's a nice thing to do. No, you don't do that. But it is a critical cognitive tool that safeguards us against bias and fuels innovation. Because in most cases, as individuals, we are biased. You yourself, you can be biased to your own decision, to your own choice, right? But the moment you seek out another person's perspective and they give you a different, you know, view of things, they create a picture on how you can look at things differently. Then you realize that, you know what? I actually needed this perspective. It has helped me to safeguard against my biased decisions or my biased choice. So by actively inviting different viewpoints, when you actively invite different viewpoints in your life, you bridge the gap between your subjective reality and the objective truth of a situation. Because one thing I've realized is that when you as an individual, you are in a situation, sometimes your judgment becomes clouded, right? But when you seek another person's perspective who is not affected by whatever is affecting you, they are able, you know, to give you the objective truth of that situation. And when they do that, it's easy for you to also recognize that, you know what? I think this person is actually telling me the truth, and what they're advising me is probably the right way of doing things. An example that I would give is, you know, in friendships, right? When you are in a friendship with someone, you care for that person. There's a certain way you see that person. And when they do something wrong to you, your reaction might not be a good one, right? It might not be a good one. So probably before you react, obviously you have another friend who is not a friend to that friend of yours, right? Before you react to your friend, try to get a perspective about your reaction before you react. It can be with anybody, not just a friend who is not a friend to your friend. Like I mentioned, that the circle is always bigger. It can be siblings. It can be a cousin or cousins, extended family members. It can be your own parents. But seek a perspective in regards to your reaction. And then you will be able to see that, okay, probably I was going to overreact. Or maybe the way I wanted to approach this is not a right one. Or it's not a right way. Rather, the perspectives that I've gotten from other people, they'll help me, you know, to try and resolve this issue with my friend. So, yeah, there's a lot of examples that I can give in terms of, you know, bridging the gap between your subjective reality and the objective truth of a situation. One thing I have realized is that, you know, when you are in a state or in a situation, there's just something that usually happens to you in terms of your logic shuts down. Your common sense shuts down as well. Is it raining? I hope it's raining where I also live, because Friday it was raining here, and when I got home, it was like completely dry. There was no rain at all. And I've been, you know, looking for this window rain for quite some time now. I don't know. Maybe it will only rain next month. I honestly don't know. So yes. So as I was saying, I don't know, the rain confused me, colleagues. Apologies. So as I was saying that, you know, there's something about us human beings when we are in a situation that the common sense shuts down, logic also shuts down. It's like you can't think, you can't reason. So in those situations, it's those situations where I always advise people to, you know, seek a perspective, seek another person's perspective. If how you want to go about the situation to try and resolve it is the best way you can do it, or there is a better way of doing it. There is something I had to learn like later in life. I think if I had learned this a little bit earlier in my life, a lot of the choices that I had made would have probably been better, to what, you know, happened. I was very closed off, very, very closed off. I don't think even secretive is the word that I was secretive. No. I just never ever saw the purpose of, you know, seeking out others' perspective. I didn't see it at all. And probably this is also what made my life very difficult. In terms of, if I find myself in a situation, I get stuck, I don't know what to do, or probably how I try to resolve it, it backfires to me. And, you know, so when I started learning that you don't have to carry things alone and you don't always have to do things your way, there's always a way of doing things by involving others. You don't have to fully involve people in your business or in your things, but to a certain extent or to a certain point where you get help from others. We all need to be doing that. So when we start off this week, for those who are so closed off, those who do not seek out others' perspective, my advice to you is that start looking into seeking out others' perspective, because it's a very important aspect in living, you know, being alive as a human being. It's very, very important. You can never walk this life all alone. I know there are people who, I wouldn't say they are really good, but there are people out there who are honestly gifted in terms of when it comes to making decisions, or when they encounter situations, they always find, you know, objective ways to resolve these situations compared to some of us. Yay! Yay! There are times when I feel like I'm a ticking time bomb if I don't seek out someone's perspective. I am going to, you know, blow up. Like, I'm going to blow up, and when I blow up, everything in my way, everything around me is going to burn to ashes. And this is also one thing that made me to be very interested, you know, to start seeking out others' perspective. So the first importance of, you know, why we need to seek out others' perspective is that when you do that, you shatter. When you do that, you shatter the echo chamber, right? What does that mean? We all have a natural tendency to seek out information that confirms what we already believe. So this is confirmation bias. So this creates a mental loop where we only hear what we want to hear. So this is what we call the echo chamber. So when you seek out, it's raining heavily. So when you seek out others' perspective, you shatter the echo chamber, right? Because we all have a natural tendency to seek out information that confirms what we already believe. So this creates a mental loop where we only hear what we want to hear. So how does relying solely on our own logic lead to blind spots? Like I have mentioned, that when you rely solely on your logic, this can create chaos in your life, to be honest. Because when you seek out other people's perspective, they just don't provide new answers, you know. They ask questions you haven't even thought of. And I have seen this, to be honest. When you are in a situation and you call a friend and you tell them the story, and they start, you know, interviewing you, they start asking you these questions. And when they're asking these questions and you're answering, yes, and when they're asking you these questions and you are responding, you know, it creates something in you that you realize that, okay, wait a minute, I actually didn't think it this way. I actually, you know, I was thinking of it this way. So it's very important that we do not rely solely on our own perspectives or on our own logic. Because at the end of the day, we might find ourselves in blind spots. And these blind spots can be, you know, chaos, can be damage. When I talk about damage, it could be, you know, damage to friendships, to relationships that can be irreparable just because you trusted or you solely relied on your own logic or your perspective, when you could have, you know, sought out information to try and help you, you know, see things in a different manner. Because I can assure you, colleagues, that you as an individual, you cannot rely solely on your own way of resolving things or seeing things. You cannot. I know there are other people, when they give us their perspectives, you feel like, why did I waste my time? Why did I even bother telling this person A, B, and C? Why did I do that? But it's not everybody. This is why I usually say that, Also, in our friendships, in our relationships, we need to know who is who, you know. That's why I gave an example of, you need to know what you can share with your mom and your dad. You need to know. It's not all situations, but you need to know. But you can be like me. You know, I've gotten to an age or a stage in my life where I report everything to my parents. Like, I don't care. I'm no more secretive anymore. I will report. Doesn't matter. I'm going to report. But there are things that you can, you know, seek out perspectives from your parents, only your parents, because you know, if you have to call your friends, if you have to call Maria, or if you have to call Johanna, or if you have to call Emily, you know that their perspectives are not going to be of help in this situation. But your mother and your father's perspective is going to be more of help in this situation. So you call your mother and your father. And if you know that this situation, my father and my mother will not be able to assist me, but the only person who's going to be able to assist me in this situation is Maria or Johanna or Emily, you contact Maria or Johanna or Emily, and then they give you their perspective, right? What I'm trying to say is that it's not everybody is going to be of help in certain situations or in situations. You need to divide your people. You are the person, you are the only one who know your people. You are the only one who know your cycle. So you will know who to tell what. You will know who to tell what. You know, if it's about studies, if it's about education, who is better to give you a perspective in that regard? You will know. And if it's about work, you know, employment, who is better to give you, an objective truth? You will know. And if it's about relationships, platonic relationships, love relationship, romantic relationships, you will know who to seek out their perspective. So it's also important that we need to know our people, because we cannot put our people in one basket and expect them to do all the roles. No. And this is why most of us have fallen out in, you know, relationships, whether it's with family or just friends, because the way we were thinking or the way we were expecting those people to be in our lives, it's not. So it's always important, know who your people are. And when it comes to seeking out their perspectives, you know who to go to with what. Because it's not everybody. If you come to me about, what example can I give? Because I'm also too broad when it comes to life. So you can come to me about anything. I will be able to give you my perspective. You know, so I'm even trying to think, if you came to me seeking perspective in regards to what, I can't see what I wouldn't be able to help you with. That's how helpful I am. You know, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. So it's very important that you seek out, others' perspective, because it shatters the echo chamber, right? Also, something that is known as the cognitive bias. Because human beings have a natural tendency of seeking out information that confirms what we already believe in. But one thing that I have told myself is that if you come to me seeking out perspectives in regards to romantic issues, I'm not getting involved. No. Mm-mm. People who always have romantic relationship issues, I can tell you that they already know what needs to be done. They already know that information. Believe me. They are just coming to you to try and confirm the information that they already have, or that they already believe that this is the information. And then, no. So I really, really stay away when it comes to giving perspectives to people who are in love. They are the most difficult people to ever, you know, give your perspective at the end of the day. So that is one thing we need to remember, that when you rely solely on your own logical, this can lead to blind spots. And blind spots are not a good thing in one's life. No. Mm-mm. If you don't have anybody who can give you their own perspectives on your situation or on your issues, probably I would advise you to, you know, we live in an era where information is massive. Yes, like information is a lot, and information is available anyway. So if you don't have a person who can, you know, assist you, you can try to find other ways just to have a different perspective and not solely rely on your own perspective, because that can be a blind spot, and a blind spot is not a good thing at all, right? So the second thing is that perspective taking is the engine of empathy, right? It's the difference between feeling sorry for someone and actually understanding the why behind their actions. This is something that I had to learn as I grew older. Differentiating between feeling sorry for someone and actually understanding the why behind their actions. So empathy as a bridge, not just as a feeling. Right? So the question is that, can you truly solve a problem for someone if you haven't seen it through your eyes? That is the question. Can you truly solve a problem for someone if you haven't seen it through your eyes? You, as the person who is, you know, giving advice on a certain problem that you have never experienced yourself, are you able to give perspective that is going to solve that problem when you haven't seen it through your eyes? Excuse me. I believe you can. You know, we don't have to always experience issues or problems for us to be in a position where we can, you know, give advice that can resolve these issues or problems. You know, I think an example that I can give here is, let me give an example of studies. Yeah. So if I studied, right, I did a qualification for, let me say 2 years. I did a qualification for 2 years. And in those 2 years, I did not fail a module. I did not write supplementary examinations. I just did very well in my assignments, in my tests, in the exams. I just did very well. And then I completed that qualification in the 2 years. Done. It's there. And then you meet someone who is also doing the same qualification, and they seem to be struggling. You know, they are failing. They failed maybe two modules. I think two modules is, it's a lot to fail. So we should leave it there, two modules. So we say they failed two modules. They now have to write supplementary examinations. Their assignments were also not doing well. They were just getting low marks. So the CA is not, enough. How would you advise this person to try and resolve their issues of failing and avoiding to write supplementary examinations because you have not failed at all. You were just passing. You did well. You never wrote supplementary examinations. You just passed your assignments. The marks were, you know, on point, everything. How would you help that student, you know, to resolve this problem? Because this is something you haven't seen through your eyes. So I know other people, they would say you wouldn't be able to help because you don't know anything about writing supplementary examinations or failing modules or having low assignment marks, which is CA. You don't know. So how will you be able to assist somebody who is experiencing failure in their education? And my answer is that you actually can. You can, you know. As much as you didn't struggle with your studies, you can actually advise that person, you know. Give them your perspective on how you managed not to fail modules, not to write supplementary exams, how you managed to pass your tests very well with good marks, how you managed to have, you know, a high CA mark. You can. So you are giving your perspective of how you did, you know, your studies. And probably that person is doing something wrong that they can pick up from your perspective and they go implement and they get better at their education. You see? So it's, you know, when it comes to helping somebody solve a problem, it necessarily doesn't have to do with you having to, you know, experience the problem or having to see the problem through your eyes. No. You can actually help somebody solve a problem that you have never experienced before. So sometimes when somebody brings a conflict to your attention and they want your perspective, it's very important that you focus on conflict resolution. You put yourself in that situation. How would you resolve that issue if you were in that position, you know? Because, for example, most arguments stem from different interpretations of the same event or the same thing. So when you seek a perspective, it helps you de-escalate tension by validating the other person's experience. Even if you don't agree with their conclusion, you just have to, you know, validate the other person's experience. So this is what we mean when we say that there's a difference between feeling sorry for someone and actually understanding the why behind their actions. And when you do understand the why behind somebody's actions, it puts you in a better position to give a perspective that is going to help that person at the end of the day. It is 17 past the hour of 5 o'clock. So this rain, I thought it was going to pour, you know, but then it looks like it was just showers, a few showers of rain, and then that's it. It was gone. So, yeah. That's about seeking, you know, others' perspective. So far, we have looked at the importance of seeking others' perspectives, which shatters the echo chamber. And also, when you seek others' perspective, you know, it helps you create empathy as a bridge, not just a feeling, right? So we will go for a musical break. And on the other side, we will continue with fueling innovation through diversity of thought. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Here is Sounds of Neo, this one that is titled when you are angry. And after this one, we will have sounds of Kesha and Linsha. On this one, this song's title, I never understood it because the title is totally different from the song. What is being, you know, maybe I just don't understand. I don't know. But yeah, this one is 88 BPM, which is coming right after Neo. When you're mad. So I'll see you on the other side. Do not change the dial.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere, countrywide, to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
I remember when this song came out, I was still a youngster. Yes, I remember very well. I was still a youngster. I'm not going to say how old I was, but I was still a youngster when this song came out. So it is amazing to still be listening to this song, you know, at this big age. I think it's also a reminder of how, somebody told me to stop saying I'm old. Yes, I almost say that. It's also a reminder of how old I've become. Then I remember that somebody told me, stop saying you are old. You are not old. You are grown. So this song actually reminds me of how much I have grown, you know, as a person, as an individual. So yeah. 29 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. It is a Sunday. I hope, you know, I was thinking this rain, it's, you know, it's really going to fall like rain, because in Zambezi, it's actually raining. They are even now complaining about the nonstop rain, because it's also somehow destroying, the food that was, planted beginning of the rain season. So the rain is too much. It has even caused so much damage. Those ones who are on social media, I'm sure you have seen how the community has come together to try and assist those who have been affected by the heavy rains, you know, the non-stop rain that has been falling in the region. So, but that's just how we are as human beings. You know, I come here on air, I complain that it's too hot, it's not raining, why is it not raining, where is the rain? And once the rain starts and it does not stop, I'm the same person who's going to come on air and come complain about the non-stop rain. But yeah, that is just our nature as human beings. We question things, and then when things happen, we complain, right? So we continue with our discussion in regards to the importance of seeking others' perspectives, not just your own perspectives. So far we have covered why it's important to seek other people's perspectives. It is important because when you rely solely on your logic, this can lead to blind spots, right? And also we have also, you know, spoke on, can you truly solve a problem for someone if you haven't seen it through your eyes? So basically these questions, you know, the ability of you as a person who is being requested to give in your perspective on an issue, and that issue you have never experienced it yourself. Are you able to give a perspective that is going to help that person, you know, come up with a solution to their situation? And what I emphasized on is that, you know, to help an individual or a person find a solution to their situation, you don't have to have experienced a problem. If anything, one thing I know about us human beings is that we always find ways to resolve, you know, conflict. We always find ways to resolve conflict. So if you are not in that conflict, that situation, that problem, it's going to be easy for you, or you are going to manage to try and assist the person who is seeking your perspective to try and resolve whatever needs to be resolved, right? So now we move on to, you know, talking about fueling innovation through diversity of thought. In a professional or creative setting, other people would call it a groupthink, there is an enemy of progress. Not that there is the enemy of progress. So if everyone in the room has the same background and outlook, the solutions will always be predictable. Right? So why do the most successful teams prioritize clashing ideas over harmony? Why do they do that? You know, they do that because, like I have said, if in a professional setting or a creative setting or a groupthink, everyone has the same background, they have the same outlook, you know, the solutions become predictable, that means that there won't be any progress at all. So now the question is, why do most successful teams prioritize clashing ideas over harmony? Because clashing ideas, they give different perspectives, right? Because if we have to go with harmony, my idea is the same as the second, the third person, the fourth. Let me say we are five people and our ideas are like the same. That means we are not going to find the solution. There won't be a progress. But the moment our ideas are clashing, the moment ideas are different, that means that the chances of finding a solution, the chances of making progress, they are actually very, very high. Because innovation usually happens at the intersection of different disciplines. You know, a designer, an engineer, and the customer service representative will see a product flow in three entirely different ways. So combining those views is what leads to a breakthrough. So now this brings us to the fact that we fuel innovation through diversity of thought. If you find yourself lacking to be innovative, you know, the moment you start seeking different perspectives from different people, this might bring a few ideas into your mind, to your thought, where you will now start, you know, looking through this diversity of thoughts. And then you never know, this can lead to a breakthrough where you find yourself having a solution to once what was a problem to you. So it's very important that sometimes when we find ourselves stuck, let's go out there and seek diversity of thoughts, you know, different thoughts, because our thought alone, it is not enough. It is not. Even when you want to start up a business, you know, there are people who know you very well. Let me say you want to start a bar. You want to start selling alcohol. And you yourself, you are a fully fledged drunkard. Right? So you are probably now stuck in between the thought of, do I open the bar or do I probably open a restaurant? All right? Because if you have to open a bar, the likelihood of you going and drinking your own stock is very high. Whereas if you opened a restaurant, the likelihood of you succeeding in terms of making a profit and all that, is also very high. Now you find yourself being stuck in between the thought of, do I open a bar as a drunkard myself or do I open a restaurant? So this is where you could seek others' perspective. And when I talk about others, it should be people who are going to be honest with you. I like having conversations or seeking out perspectives to people who I know they are going to give it to me straight, you know. And this is something I've been emphasizing to most of my age mates. At this point where we are, we do not need people who sugarcoat things. No. We need people who are going to shoot it as it is. Shoot it straight to me. Don't go around the corners. No. So you seek perspective to people who you know they are going to be honest with you in terms of which one is the right direction. Opening a bar or opening a restaurant, you know. If people are honest with you and they know that you like, you know, there should always be something going down the throat. They will be honest with you and tell you, look, the likelihood of you drinking this bar until it closes, it's very high, it's there. So I would advise you, or we would advise you, that you open a restaurant, because a restaurant, you do eat food, but not the way you love alcohol. So this is likely to work out for you than the bar. You see, you will now have a way forward in terms of, okay, the solution is rather opening a restaurant and not opening a bar. So diversity of thoughts, it's very important. Very, very important. So whenever you find yourself stuck, seek perspectives where you know perspectives are going to come and lead to progress. Perspectives are going to come and lead to solutions. You know, not to more doubt, not to setbacks, no. I remember prior to me deciding coming to university, I don't know, like I really tried. You know, there was so much fear of moving to Windhoek, you know, knowing very well the life in Windhoek, how people survive in Windhoek and all that. So I remember very well that I really tried to seek different perspectives from different people. And there was one person who really stood out for me. Somebody who was very close. And what he said, I will never forget, you know. His perspective was that Windhoek is not a place for kids, you know. Windhoek was not a place for those who do not have support, financial support from their family members and so on and so forth. You cannot move to Windhoek if you don't have anybody. That perspective that I got from that particular friend, you know, somehow tried to lead me to, you know, start getting cold feet in terms of, okay, this place I'm moving to, how am I going to survive there? But then I remember I spoke to somebody after that, and their perspective was really a push in terms of, you will never know until you try, right? Because these things of always being told, okay, my perspective is that probably you should do distance studying. Don't go full time, because Windhoek is a very expensive city. We know that it's probably the most expensive city in Africa, or SADC, something like that. It's not easy. So I was told, you will never know until you try. Try. And if it fails, you will be able to say that you tried, you know, instead of, I should have. I should have, honestly speaking, is worse than, you know, saying I tried. At least I tried. So, yeah. Also, sometimes when we are seeking out perspectives, we should be able to tell between good perspectives and bad perspectives. Because at the end of the day, other people will give you perspectives that might make you question, that might not bring clarity to you, but more doubt or more problems, whereas other people, they are going to give you perspectives that are going to lead to, you know, success in terms of you finding solutions to your problems or your situations. So yeah, 17 minutes to go, and now the last but not least point, when it comes to the importance of, you know, seeking out others' perspective, is, you know, expanding the internal library, right? So every time you genuinely listen to a perspective that differs from your own, you are essentially downloading a new set of data into your brain. So this makes you more versatile thinker in the long run. And this is very true. When you seek out others' perspective, it also means that you are expanding your internal library. And when we talk about the internal library, we talk about your brain. So you are basically downloading essential new set of data into your brain. I have seen when you surround yourself with people whose logic totally differs from yours, you will realize that you will be able to learn different ways of thinking, different ways of conflict resolution, different ways of understanding things, people, and everything around you. So it's a lot. So when you seek out other people's perspectives, you are actually expanding your own internal library. So you are going to be somebody who is going to be reliable to other people in the long run. Because you got so exposed to different, you know, ways of doing things, thinking, and all that, you are also going to be able to be that person to other people. So it's very important that we do seek out other people's perspectives, because it also helps us in the long run to become somebody who can help others. You know, so how does seeking others' views contribute to your personal growth and intellectual humility? So when you seek other people's views, it actually contributes to your personal growth. I can say that I have also grown personally as an individual, because I, in most cases, you know, I seek out other people's views. If I have a situation, I will, you know, ask, what do you think? This is what I've decided on. What do you think? And if they tell me, no, that is childish, why would you do something like that? What, you know, I learn that, okay, so this way of thinking, this way of reasoning, this way of doing things is childish. So that contributes to your personal growth at the end of the day. It leads to you, you know, now thinking as an adult, or see, you know, thinking at the age where you are supposed, or at the age where you are. Why am I trying to get confused? It's because I'm trying to say a lot of things at once. Now it's trying to confuse me. So yes. So when you seek other people's, you know, views, it's going to help you, with your personal growth. I would say that I used to struggle logically. My goodness me. I used to struggle with certain decisions until I learned, until I got exposed to how people, you know, do certain things. That's when I learned, you know what? There's actually a certain way of doing things. So that is personal growth. And when we talk about intellectual humility, we talk about, I usually tell people that you shouldn't think that you are smart in life, because there's always somebody who is smarter out there. And that is the honest truth. There's always somebody who is smarter out there. You might be smart enough, but there is somebody who is smarter out there. And somebody who is smarter than the person who is smarter to you. Yeah, I hope I'm making sense. English. Because you will never know everything in this life, you know. When we talk about intellectual humility, we talk about the fact that you don't know everything in this life. Nobody knows everything in this life. You might be good, or you might have knowledge in certain things in life that I might not have knowledge of, and I might have knowledge in certain things in life that you might not have knowledge to. So when you seek my perspective in this area where I am, you know, what is the word? There's a word I'm looking for. Okay, let's try other words. So when you seek perspectives in the area where I am, you know, well vested, The show is about to end and English is trying to embarrass me. Wow. Okay. So when you seek perspective in an area of life where I am more knowledgeable, right? I have knowledge in. You are going to learn from me. And when I also seek perspectives in an area of life where you as an individual have more knowledge on, I am going to learn from you. So in a nutshell, this is what we mean when we talk about intellectual humility. You know, even when you're just having discussion and you bring in a scenario because you want to hear the other's perspectives, you are likely to learn at the end of the day. So you will walk away with things that you didn't know that you are also going to be able to teach others, right? So, yeah. This is all about seeking, you know, other people's perspectives. So in short, seeking others' perspective is the antidote to a narrow life. It allows us to move from a state of certainty, which is often fragile, to a state of clarity, which is resilient. So when we stop defending our own viewpoint and start exploring others, we don't lose our identity, we expand it. So we become better problem solvers, more compassionate friends, and more effective leaders. So, yeah. We should always seek out other people's perspectives. Because it allows us to move from a state of certainty, which is often a fragile state, you know, to a state of clarity, which is a resilient state. 9 minutes to go. I will come back to say my lovely goodbyes to you before I hand over to Hendy. So here is Sounds of Rihanna on this one that is titled Diamonds.
Bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shining bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight. You and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Eye to eye, so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Oh yeah. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Yes, 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. This is where I say my lovely goodbye to you. Until next Sunday, the first of the love month. Yes, the month that, you know, people show us flames because we are not in love. Mm-hmm. So I will see you on the 1st of February, same time, same place. From me, Abigail, it is bye-bye. Leaving you with the sounds of Trey Songz, Slow Motion. And of course, have a productive week ahead of you. Make sure that you go out there and you play your part in, you know, contributing to the country's economy.
I know you got all dressed up for the club. Waiting on Nick, come pick you up, baby. Ooh, when I saw you walking out the door, ooh, I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib. Finna give you something that you won't forget, no, baby. Ooh, I just wanna get you out the door. Your head down and take a sip. Yeah. Don't put this joint between your lips, baby. Ooh. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? Ooh. Why not go and put this tongue on you? So tell me when you're ready. I'ma speed it up for you just for a second. Just for a second. Then I'ma slow it back down and keep it steady. Ooh.
We could take our time, stay.